Moscow's casual dining scene has grown exponentially in the past decade, but Russia's economic decline, the drop in the value of the ruble, and high inflation are taking a toll. Igor Bukharov is president of the Russian Federation of Restaurateurs and Hoteliers. He estimates as many as 30% of restaurants in Moscow this year may be forced to close as Russians are tightening their belts.
The restaurants closed down not only because of a high rent or low purchase power of the population, but because of our gastronomic culture, as people come to the restaurants not just to dine, but they come for leisure time.
Bukharov says mid-range restaurants are suffering the most as Russians look to cheaper fast food to save money. Many landlords peg restaurant space to U.S. dollars or euros, so the drop in the value of the Russian currency effectively doubled their rates. Anton Lialin, managing partner of steakhouse chain Toro Grills, says they have no choice but to cut costs.
But any crisis turns you to be more creative, to be more efficient. We have to see where we spend money in terms of labor. We have to see where our costs are, and we have to cut them to still survive. We have to renegotiate our deals about rent, which was a big deal for the last 2 months in the whole industry.
Lee Allen sources meat locally, so unlike European-themed restaurants, he was not terribly hurt by Russia's ban on Western food imports. But a newer seafood restaurant they opened, featuring lobster, had to switch to Russian crab after authorities put a stop to lobster imports. For Moscovites who want to cook at home but may not be great at it, Katerina Kronstedt founded an online dinner kit delivery service.
It becomes too expensive to go to restaurants, but people still want high-quality food, which we can offer them. And since we're based on a restaurant, an existing restaurant that has been around for 15 years, we have access to professionals, we have access to great quality meat and fish, which you cannot get in the shop.
Kronstedt, a Swedish citizen born in Russia, is managing director of family-run Katerina Hotels. She says while occupancy rates have gone down slightly, her dinner kit delivery service is booming. Restaurant owners say, despite the pain of the economic downturn, the cost-cutting and competition will ultimately benefit consumers, as their spending focuses on the best quality for the best price. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.